Come now. It's not much further. It isn't much. Just an abandoned tower house, deep in the heart of the woods. But it has served me well, and I could not have asked for a more secluded dwelling. You're quiet now, but I can still sense your desire. Like a moth to a flame, you seek to see those hypnotic markings again. The marks which so easily bewitched your mind, so easily seduced your will. But like the moth, if you dwell too long, you may find yourself burned. If I allowed it, you would throw yourself to them. Your judgment clouded by greed as your eyes gazed endlessly into their depths. Even as your mind decayed and your soul crumbled around you, you would long for their song. Suffering and bliss until it all fades to darkness, and you yourself were lost. Their seduction is through torment, and even the strongest cannot suffer them. Ah, here we are. This place may not be the most grand, but it's cozy in its own way, and I've grown quite fond of it during my stay. Here, come sit with me by the fire. I know you must have many questions. I'm sure this is not how you imagined your night would be spent, but I can assure you, all will be answered in time. It's just been so long since I've had someone to be with. Many nights, I've looked at that chair, wishing someday I'd find someone beside me. But to no avail. The life of a rune mistress is a solitary one. The few relationships we manage to build never last long, and often leave only heartache behind. That is our curse, and the price we pay for our sins. And the want I have for companionship is so horribly ironic, given the things I've done. And you, sitting there, mindlessly, entranced to my will, you only listen because you have no choice. It feels empty, like talking to an animal. You hear, but you do not listen. This isn't what I wanted. I don't often do this, but I can release some of my control over you. I can grant you the freedom of your mind and the ability to roam freely. But when I do, please, do not run. Before I begin, I need you to understand this is not something I do often, and if you should decide to misbehave, I can assure you, nothing pleasant will follow. Now, I want you to look at this rune, the one on my wrist. Do you see how it is different from the others, where the other runes seek to draw you in. This one casts you out. It is not warm like the others. There is no flame here to comfort you. No hidden serenity. This rune pierces like an icy blade in the night. A cold wind blowing against the tide. Look closely now, and see the pair of eyes staring back at you. Familiar, aren't they? Yes, they are your own. See now how they shine back at you. Not blank and meek, but proud and vibrant. Beautiful. Full of emotion and life. Hear them call in muffled voices, submerged in the depths of my spell. See them, listen to them, remember them. Look deeper now, and reclaim them. There they are. And there you are. You see things more clearly now, I assume. That look in your eyes tells me you do. Why are you here? I'm afraid there is no easy answer to that, but there is something I must do. Something I cannot do alone. You want me to let you go? No. I'm afraid I cannot do that. As much as I long for companionship, I did not take you simply for the pleasure of your company. Please, do not make this any more difficult than it needs to be. But of course, like an ensnared animal, your mind searches for any path to freedom. I see your eyes glancing at the door. So very close, but yet so far. If you're quick on your feet, you might even make it. After all, you aren't entranced anymore. Of course, running would displease me. And you cannot imagine what awaits you, should you displease me. Oh my, look at you. Stop. What's wrong? One more step and you're out the door. Fall. You disappoint me. But I suppose this is to be expected. Mortals have a bad habit of acting rashly. Do not make the mistake of thinking, because you are not entranced, that you are free. I may have removed the leash, but you still bear the collar. Understand this, human. You belong to me now. Your soul belongs to me now. And I have a use for you. Kneel. Your eyes show fear. So wide and confused and full of terror. Struggle if you wish. I enjoy watching the dread fill your eyes. The control you have over your body is the control I give you. and I can take that control away whenever I please. So, take this as a lesson, and do not displease me again, or I will hurt you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go that far. I lost control. You must forgive me for my anger. I did not intend for you to see me like that. Please, come sit with me again. It pains me to see the fear in your eyes. But you must understand, the runes I bear are dark in nature and can corrupt even my own mind if I show weakness. Even the slightest irritation can be turned to searing rage if I fail to control them. The smallest insecurity to an abyss of anxiety. You must understand that while these runes define me and I thrive in them, I bear them with great pain. It takes all my will to wield them, and I cannot falter lest they begin to wield me. It's why I ended up out here, shutting myself away in this lonely tower on the edge of the world. The things I've done, the people I've hurt, the things I'm going to do. There is no redemption for me. I came here to protect the world from myself, and to protect myself from those who pursue me. I had hoped to escape them by crossing the Great Sea, but their eyes are everywhere. I can never hide for long. And they follow. Always following. I can never be free of them. I will tell you more in time. But for now, I want you to rest easy. I know this has been difficult for you, but I promise you all will become clear soon. You asked me why you were here. I owe it to you to tell you that much, at least. The truth is, it has been many moons since I've truly practiced my art. And in that absence, my runes have grown dangerous and wild. With each day that passes, they grow more difficult to control, and I can feel them darkening my mind. I need someone to help me control them. You see, there is a rite I must perform, but I cannot perform it alone. It is a spell which requires two souls. Mine, and someone dear to me. And I have no one to help me. No one to comfort me. I know we haven't known each other very long. But when I saw you sitting there under the stars, I sensed a kindness in you. A warmth and compassion that I've lacked in my life for a long time. It's selfish, I know. You did not ask for this. But please, you must understand, these runes are consuming me. Even now, I can feel their torment growing. I wish this was not the path I had to take, but I promise, Everything will be over soon.